Wisconsin is home to more than 2,700 miles of hiking trails. By one count, we have as many as 270 breweries in the state. This hour on the Lee Rayburn Show, we combine the two with the author of Best Beer Hikes Wisconsin, which means we invite you to the conversation with your favorite hiking trails, your must-visit breweries, and your favorite beers. You can join us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can send us an email to talk@wpr.org. The author of Best Beer Hikes Wisconsin is Chad Turner. He is a travel writer and storyteller. And Chad, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Lee. It is an honor to be here.
Well, I just wanted to start by asking, I mean, the real honor is you got to write this book. How does Chad Turner get the sweet gig of being able to go find all these hiking trails, all these breweries in Wisconsin, and then give us the very best?
Yeah, okay. So needless to say, it was an incredible amount of fun, an unreasonable amount of fun to write this book. This is actually my second book with Falcon Guide Books. And the first one connects hiking trails and waterfalls. And it was interesting how I was doing a bicycle trip across Mexico and sharing my stories along the way. They had found my blog and hired me to write my first travel guide for Wisconsin. And I pitched the idea of the brewery tours and hiking trails, you know, this beautiful combination of two of the dairy state's favorite pastimes. And I kind of expected more pushback. Part of me thought they might be like, oh, that's an unlikely combination. People enjoying the outdoors and drinking alcohol. But of course, it's so unique to Wisconsin's identity. And the publishing company thought it was a great idea. So we moved forward with it.
So, and a little bit about your background, Chad, what made you the person to write this book? You mentioned that you were biking across Mexico. You're a world traveler, but what made you know Wisconsin well enough to say, hey, hiking and beer goes well together?
Sure. Yes. So my wife and I spend about 4 to 6 months a year traveling internationally. So adventure travel abroad is definitely our thing. But I grew up in Wisconsin. And I come from a family that loves spending time outdoors. In fact, my father would take us every year for vacation for 2 weeks. He would take us camping, and he was a wild camper. He didn't necessarily like parks or campgrounds. So me and my sisters would spend 2 weeks as these feral children on the Wisconsin River, camping and hiking and paddling and fishing and swimming. And I just think that Wisconsin in the warm weather months is one of the most beautiful places ever. I think even in my book, I refer to it as a water-saturated nature lover's paradise. And I truly believe that. So when given the opportunity to write both the waterfall hiking guide and this brewery tours one, I rolled up my sleeves and I was all in. I love the state of Wisconsin. I really love the people. I love the quirky identity of them. And that is how I got to write an adventure travel guide for Wisconsin, even though international travel and international travel writing is very much my thing.
And, you know, you really sweat the small stuff in this, Chad. Your details are fantastic. Your point by point, you know, 10th to a quarter of a mile down each path, the history of each of these breweries, the beers that you're going to want to sample or the flight that you're going to want to grab. This is really incredibly detailed. I think you could have a lot of fun with it, but you put a lot of work into this, too.
Yeah, well, thank you for noticing those details. Truthfully, I mean, I think a hiking guide, think about how many cold weather months we have and how many warm weather months. I really think a good hiking guide is just this gift of exploration for someone. So the book was very much designed to be approachable to anyone of any, you know, energy level or even interest level in hiking, but also was very much a book about Wisconsin history and identity and exploration. And I think the really minute details are the thing that gives somebody all the tools they need for exploration, but also the comfort level to jump in and to go out and do some exploring, you know? Also, I think that the things that make the breweries so fun and unique are those little interesting things about recipes and about flights and about their seasonal beers, you know? What we're doing with breweries is we're celebrating something of Wisconsin heritage, but then we're bringing in, you know, the new innovation, the new recipes, the kind of wild styles, and then even fun things just like live bands and food trucks.
But it is a very inclusive book because you also talk about accessibility for each and every trail that you document. You also talk about non-alcoholic beverages that would be available for each and every brewery that you highlight. So this really is a guidebook, an adventure guidebook for everybody.
Yeah, and thank you. I think those are really important details. Accessibility, for example, is something that's very important to me when it comes to enjoying the outdoors and sharing the outdoors. I think Wisconsin has a lot of great things to offer with that. There is a lot of our state parks have programs to, and even mobility devices for people with physical disabilities to be able to enjoy the hiking trails. We have a lot of great paved multi-use trails, a lot of crushed gravel and granite trails, especially, you know, the Rails to Trails program in Wisconsin is fantastic, taking our old railroad trails and turning them into multi-use and bike and walking trails. But then also, when people think of breweries, I don't want them to be thinking right away that it has to be a place that you enjoy alcoholic beverages. These are really great community spaces, and a lot of breweries are offering non-alcoholic brews, things like kombucha and probiotic drinks that are non-alcoholic, as well as they oftentimes just offer soda and food and other things where anyone, even families, can enjoy themselves.
So give us a little bit about the history of fermentation in Wisconsin. What made us such a hotbed for beer, Chad?
So starting in the 1840s, right, we had German, Welsh, Swiss immigrants who came over here, and they just started creating breweries because they wanted to enjoy these, you know, fermented libations of their native countries. And these started, you know, growing in the region. By 1871, though, the Chicago Fire was the thing that, after eliminating the breweries of Chicago, turned us into this beer capital of the Midwest, but also the world. And Chicago was relying on us for their beer. We were, of course, enjoying the beer throughout Wisconsin. And one of the features of any brewery, even back then and now that you'll see, was beer gardens or outdoor areas where people could drink the beer directly from the fermentation cellars. And they were always places where people gathered on very long tables. Even now, some of your best breweries in Wisconsin have long communal tables, long communal tap rooms, even beer gardens and outdoor patios where you sit down with a stranger. These aren't individual tables. These aren't like nooks and coves and crannies that you might find in, you know, like older inns, taverns, or even pubs. Breweries are very much community spaces, you know? And we were put on the map by way of the beer and the brewery because of our immigrant heritage. And then now these community centers have carried all their way forward. Another very cool thing about these breweries and the history behind them is that oftentimes a brewery relied on some type of very clean or close by water source, a river, a lake, underground springs. And so nowadays, those exact rivers and lakes are the home to river walks and bluff trails and lake loops in the exact area that we also now are enjoying the hiking trails and enjoying nature.
Chad, that was my next question. How do you pair a brewery with a trail? But it sounds like these breweries were built exactly where the trails would be best.
Yes, so often. That was one of the funnest things about the most fun things about creating and writing this book was that many of the breweries begin and end on the trail. We have a lot of trails here in Wisconsin that connect beer gardens, for example. There was never once when I was writing this book did I find a hiking trail that was too far away from any brewery.
And these trails, they're urban and they're rural, they're long and they're short, they're flat and they're steep. There really are, you run the gamut across the state, and you divide the book into four quadrants, the northwest, northeast, southwest, southeast. You take a look at the cities of Madison and Milwaukee, as well as the north shore of Lake Michigan all the way to Door County. And was there one pairing that surprised you, Chad, that you can share with us? Was there something that you were like, this is something that deserves to be on everybody's radar, and I'm not sure that it is?
You know, that's a really good question, because there were definitely breweries that I didn't think were going to make the cut. And then when I visited them, and when writing this book, you know, we have big breweries like Stevens Point and Miller, for example. And then we have really small family-owned breweries that only make small batches in all corners of the states. There's over 200 breweries in the state of Wisconsin. When I originally created the table of contents, There were 84 chapters, and my publisher asked me to whittle it down to 50, which was very difficult to do.
It's 300 pages already. I mean, I don't know how big that book would have been if you'd included it all.
Right. So whittling it down to 50 chapters was so, so hard. But I really wanted to pick places that had a story that gave people a full-on experience, right? People oftentimes will always ask me about, you know, sometimes the quality and quantity of the beer. And I said, that's almost one of the smallest, most minute details when it really comes to it, right? You have these regional identities with a lot of the breweries and even the beers. So a really fun one that I did not see coming when I was writing the chapter was Lucette Brewing out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, is right on the Cedar River Trail. And this is a small microbrewery that almost has a fine dining or upscale food vibe in it, but it's next to this very well-used, kind of rugged, beautiful, beautiful scenic river trail. And on the far end of the trail and by the trailhead, there is just this glorious corner tap, kind of country bar that is very, very different in terms of aesthetics and even kind of the clientele right there. And that was a really, really fun one to include because you have both sides of almost the drinking and hospitality spectrum.
And then the trail that's next to it, the Cedar River Trail in Eau Claire.
Yeah. And that one is a crushed granite. So once again, accessible to people with maybe mobility devices, for example. And that one ends up being a pretty long one. I want to say that trail right there ended up being almost 4 miles. Of course, someone does not have to do the entire 4 mile trail. Similarly, when I do the Oakleaf Trail South Shore line along Milwaukee's lakefront right there, there and back ends up being 11 miles total. I don't recommend anyone do all of that right there. But if you have a day to spare, that's one of the fun trails that connects two different beer gardens, for example. You have the Grant Park beer garden down there by the lake, whatever, you have the South Shore beer garden. So that was a really fun one to include because not only is there the brewery nearby, but then you also have the hiking trail, which connects two beer gardens. How perfect.
That really is, but it's also the personality of the state. Chad Turner is our guest. He's an adventure travel writer, a storyteller, and author of Best Beer Hikes Wisconsin, which has taken the 50 best hiking trails that are located to the 50 best breweries that he could find. And there are a lot more than 50 on his list originally, and you may have one to add to the list as well at 1-800-642-1234, whether it be a hiking trail or a local brewery, 1-800-642-1234, or email us talk@wpr.org. And Chad, what I enjoyed about your book is reading some of the history of the breweries that I was familiar with, like Three Sheeps in Sheboygan, which I really cherish, but also finding these breweries like Lucette that I'd never heard of before and now are on my map and someplace I'm going to visit the next time I get to Eau Claire. How did you start with the full slate? I mean, did you have a list of the 200 plus breweries to start from? Did you start from the 2,700 miles of hiking trails? How do you build a guidebook like this?
So great question. So I did 100% start with investigating over 200 breweries, a combination of both in person and online. I have a lot of friends here in the Milwaukee area that are huge beer enthusiasts. A lot of them even enjoy brewing beer. A lot of them travel to different areas of the state to enjoy beer. I reached out to them to find out their feedback. And like I said, I was going for places that had history, that had a story, that had an experience to offer. And so I began with the breweries, finding the ones that really seemed like they would create a good chapter and a great experience, and then looking for the adjacent hiking trails. In some cases, there were trails that I thought were just so magnificent in the Milwaukee area, the Wisconsin area, that, all right, this trail has to be in the book. Where is the closest brew to that? But the beautiful thing about Wisconsin is anywhere that you are enjoying the outdoors, you can probably find a brewery within 5 miles as well. So it's almost like our state was perfectly designed for this book because there was no way to not find a very good brewery with a very good and enjoyable hiking trail.
And an incredible story behind it to boot. So it's all in there. And it's an enjoyable read. And it's also, It's sort of a way to build a list of things to do the next time you're in the area and places to check out outdoors and maybe at the beer garden or indoors. Let's go to your questions now for our guest, Chad Turner, and his book, Best Beer Hikes Wisconsin, at 1-800-642-1234. And let's start with Tom in Minocqua. Tom, hi.
Good morning, Lee. Quick story and then a question. Talked about the socialization of breweries. A niece, Katie, and a friend, Tom, are going to be in Ireland at the same time. And I told Katie, I showed her a picture of my friend. If you see him, make sure you say hello. Guess where she saw him? At the Guinness Brewery. And they shared a table and a pint, and they'd never met before in their lives.
Wow.
I'm going to be in Door County next week with a friend from Michigan. Where could we go on like a 3 to 5 mile walk and end up at a brewery?
Oh, you cover Door County, Chad, and some of the, I think you've got like a cherry beer in there, if I remember right, but I can't remember offhand the brewery and the trails.
Yes. So the Door County area, that was a really hard one for me too, because I had to whittle things down as well. Meaning that there's so many great breweries and so many great wineries to visit in the Door County area that how do you decide which ones there are, right? So there is Door County Brewing, for example. That is the name of the brewing company. And it is a fantastic tap room and beer garden with options of food, indoor, outdoor seating, and lots of really, really fun breweries and brewery styles. And closest to there is the Eagle Trail at Peninsula State Park. Beautiful trail, lakefront trails, bluff views, kind of all the really things that you would love to enjoy there in the Door County area. Another great one is the Bridge Up Brewing Company. And that one is closest to Tower Trail at Pottawatomie State Park. Once again, jaw-dropping views and a really, really nice loop that goes inland into a, you know, heavily wooded area, as well as goes along the lake right there. A really fun thing about the Door County area too, is they really lean into things like the local ingredients, cherries, seasonal apples, grapes, but also things like are nautical themed. You know, sometimes even their breweries and their tap rooms are built out of like old boathouses and kind of restored barns and things like that. So those are two recommendations that are also in my book that I highly encourage you to check out.
Yeah, and there are a few in there, Tom, and I hope you find one that works for you. But the Peninsula State Park makes a lot of sense, as well as Door County Brewing. So that'll give you a start, at least, when you make your way up there. And thank you for calling. We'll go to Keith in Oshkosh next. Keith, hi.
Hi. So I have celiac disease, and so I can't really drink a lot of beer. I haven't found a gluten-free beer that I really enjoy. So I tend to drink ciders and things like that. Do you highlight any breweries that brew their own ciders that are gluten-free?
Great question, Keith. Thank you. Chad?
That is a great question. And when Lee was talking about the different details that are in each of the chapters, one of them are options, gluten-free options. So that's in every single chapter about the breweries, because that is a reality for many people right there. And every brewery that I did find did offer some type of a gluten-free beer or cider or wine. Sometimes they made it on site. Oftentimes it was coming from an outside source or outside company. But an interesting brewery that's in the book is Explorium. They have two locations here in the Milwaukee area. And they make all of their beers are gluten removed. Now, someone has to be very sensitive with something like celiac. I don't want to be giving someone expert medical advice where I know about hiking trails and beer. And truthfully, finding a really good one would, because that's not something that I have specifically pursued in terms of my own flavor profiles and taste buds, I don't have one specifically to recommend. But what I would encourage the caller to do is go check out different breweries, because they all do offer that. That is such a common topic and such a common need for people who are enjoying beer these days, that you can always find gluten-free beer, gluten-removed beer, and ciders.
Well, and just going off your book, Chad, Keith, I see in Oshkosh, Chad highlights Sawyer Creek Nature Trail and Oak Savannah, paired with the Fifth Ward Brewing Company, and that's right in Oshkosh, and the Fifth Ward Brewing Company does have some gluten-free options. Now, they are not beers. It looks to be wine, seltzers, as well as cocktails, but there is some gluten-free options right there in your backyard, and a trail to take to pair with it. Right there in the book. By the way, earlier I had said Lucette was in Eau Claire. It is in Menominee, and I apologize for the mistake. I have not been there yet, but it is on my list. And thank you for the correction. I appreciate it. And Keith, thank you very much for the call. Do you know how many miles you put on, Chad, going around the state, up and down, back and forth?
What a great question. And I wish I would have documented that and written that down somewhere now that you say it. Because with any of these books, I definitely end up hiking, mapping, and photographing more than the number that ends up making it in the book. So driving wise, wow, thousands of miles that I put on my my vehicle, I'll say. But I also think I put quite a few hundred on my legs when doing this book. And I think for future books, because as I've said, I love the state of Wisconsin. I love sharing the outdoors. Guidebook writing is an incredible amount of fun. And mm-hmm. I want to do more of this to encourage Wisconsinites to get out and enjoy their own nature saturated water lover's paradise. I'll start doing that in the future. I'll start documenting all the miles on my car and on my legs, and I'll let you know.
Did you do this alone? Were you with your wife? Did you bring your friends from Milwaukee? How did you go about it? And what, you know, what was it like, whether you were alone or with buddies?
Sure. I did bring my wife with me on some of the brewery explorations and some of the trails. She's incredibly supportive and incredibly patient, and through my writing career has always been there and has helped me out. But the process is actually quite slow and tedious. I don't always invite people along, only because I'm spending so much time with really minute details. Even the hiking aspect is me with the GPS unit in one hand and a notebook and a camera and walking slow and observing everything and writing down notes. And then I sometimes sit in a brewery and spend hours taking photographs, asking questions, writing things down, which is really boring to someone who wants to come in and just crush a couple of beers and watch the game, right?
So, yeah, in my mind, you're just having all this fun, doing all this hiking, drinking all these beers. But now when I think of, you know, the way you describe it and I picture you, you're documenting every tenth of a mile. You're taking all these pictures. You're sitting in these tap rooms for hours waiting to talk to the owner, asking questions, sampling a little beer here, a little beer there, but not too much that you can't be safe and drive home. Yeah, you make it sound like work, Chad, but the way it reads is a lot of fun.
Well, and the one thing that was really fun about this was talking to just the people who patronize these different breweries. Hmm. Oftentimes people would see me with my notebook or my camera and they would come over and ask questions. And it was great because I got to the most of the intel, especially about the beers and what people enjoyed and the different recipes and the seasonal brews, especially in terms of the year that I wasn't there, was all from the local people. And breweries are these community spaces. I've met knitting groups, women who got together and did arts and crafts in breweries. These are oftentimes the place that before or after big events, whether it be trail running or cycling or marathons, this is the spot that people gather. This is the place that people go after work or go after church. So truthfully, the slow nature of writing this book was also such a charm because I got to meet so many different people from the different areas of the state.
It goes back to the social element and how these tap rooms, our breweries, take us back in time to when we would sit and talk face to face, and strangers would sidle up right next to each other and become, by the time they're done, friends. Our guest is Chad Turner, an adventure travel writer and a humanitarian storyteller, and the author of the guidebook Best Beer Hikes Wisconsin, where he has documented 50 pairings of the best hikes with the best breweries. And he had more than 50 on his list originally. And if you have some to add, you are welcome to join the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also send us an email to talk@wpr.org. Again, Lucette's in Menominee. Sorry about that. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to WPR News. We'll be right back. Two of the Dairy State's favorite pastimes combined into one fun book. Best Beer Hikes Wisconsin with our guest Chad Turner. And whether it is a hiking trail or a brewery you'd like to highlight, we'd like to welcome you to join us at 1-800-642-1234 or send us an email to talk@wpr.org. And Chad, a caller asked, where can we find your book? What's the best way to pick it up?
So great question, and thank you for being interested in purchasing it. Right now, I know it is available online with all the popular platforms such as, you know, Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And the Falcon Guidebooks, who I wrote this for, does distribute to all major booksellers and book companies. So this should be in not only libraries, but also in your local bookstores very soon.
So I should have mentioned Falcon Guidebooks is who's putting out the Best Beer Hikes Wisconsin. Chad Turner is the author and our guest. And we've got a call here from Kim in Reidsville. Let's go there next. Hi, Kim.
Hello.
Hi.
Just your book sounds wonderful. And I was just wondering if you have any trails or recommendations of breweries in Manitowoc County.
Manitowoc County. This is one of the places where I learned about a brewery that I had not heard of before, and perhaps it's much more popular in Manitowoc. Its first brewery and tap room, the Pet Skull Brewing Company, from your book, Chad.
Yes, Pet Skull, Two Rivers area. That is a very fun brewery, and for a couple of reasons. Number one of the cool things about kind of the character of breweries that I talk about is you sometimes have a brewery you go into that looks like it was someone's basement or someone's garage or something that really reflects kind of their artistic expression. And Pet Skull was the invention of a great brewer who really had a fun idea and then kind of an inside joke from him and his buddies from back in the day from doing some drinking. And they renovated a really old kind of industrial building into this great brewery, functional brewery and tap room with a really big expansive beer garden and outdoor area. And they do a lot of food truck events as well. So once again, that idea of being able to enjoy beers outside and bring your own food and or have the food kind of come to you, Pet Skull Brewing is definitely one of the recommendations I would have.
And you pair that with the Red Pine Hiking Trail, which is just about 2¾ miles. Again, downtown Two Rivers gets you started there and gives you grass and forest and a little bit of gravel. And it's got I think it's a state park, right? Point Beach State
Correct.
Forest?
Yeah. And that's also one of many trails they have in that state forest. This is something I really hope the book does as well is sometimes I picked one trail in an area that has many, many trails to be enjoyed for all different experience and ability levels. So you can get there. Please take my recommendation. But by all means, for the free-spirited explorer, stick around and check out all the trails in the region.
You mentioned that sort of an inside joke that the name Pet Skull Brewing Company came from. And I remember the story you tell about Three Sheeps in Sheboygan's much the same thing. Yeah, we'll tell you it's called Three Sheeps, but we can't tell you why it's called that.
Oh, 100%. There are so many of these breweries where they, you know, it's expression of art and engineering from someone who is making this with their friends in their basement or garage. Then they bring it out and they share it with the world. But oftentimes they have these names that had no relevance to beer. And it was just something that them and their buddies came up with. And oftentimes they can't share it. They can't share the meaning with the rest of us. Probably because it might be inappropriate. But nonetheless, you have a lot of really great names for breweries as well. And those names end up reflecting the character that comes from the tap room as well as the beer.
Good luck with that, marketing team. Kim, thank you very much for the call. I hope you get a chance to visit Pet Skull Brewing. Let's take a moment for Madison here, where I'm located, Chad, for my own point of interest and folks in the Madison area. What would you recommend?
Wow. So Madison was also an example of a really tough one to narrow down the breweries, because there's so many great breweries in Madison, and regretfully, some of them did not make the cut, but not because they weren't worth it. It was because I had to whittle it down to only 50 breweries for the whole book, right?
Yeah.
So in the book, you know, I showcase Carbon 4 Brewing.
Yep.
They've been around for a while and make some fantastic beers and have a really enjoyable tap room. And that's the one that is paired with Cherokee Marsh Conservation Area. Once again, I highlight one trail, but there are many trails there to be enjoyed. There is Capital Brewery. Capital Brewery was a fun one to investigate because they're very traditional. That was a brewery that is sticking to very traditional brewing styles, methods, and recipes, which isn't the nature of a lot of breweries in the Madison area. You have a lot of places, for example, Youngblood, who's also featured in the book, that is known for doing a lot of really wild things with sours and really fun, funky ingredients. But the Capital Brewing is paired with the Indian Lake County Park Trail. The Blue Loop is the one that I feature in there, which is a really long one that goes through the whole park. There's multiple shorter routes if anyone wanted to investigate other trails. And then the Lake Louis Brewing Company.
Yes.
They also have a really great facility, beautiful area to sit and enjoy your beers, and some really, really great beers as well. And that one, the Southern Arboretum Trails, which I featured in there. But once again, many options in the Southern Arboretum area. I just highlighted one trail.
And you've mentioned some great breweries with some great beers, but to go back to Capital Brewery for a second, that beer garden really is exactly how you describe the social atmosphere of long tables, being able to be outside, maybe a little live music. It fits a lot of people, and it's always so much fun.
Yeah. And I remember specifically when I was there, their bartender was incredibly helpful and incredibly informative, specifically about them adhering to that traditional style, both of beer brewing as well as the community environment. And I think they do an excellent job.
And you've got some, you know, you've got some bigger beers in here too. You do not ignore New Glarus, and you find an interesting hiking trail for them as well. And it feels like everybody from Illinois comes up looking for New Glarus beers. They've got to grab the Spotted Cow and take it back down south with them. But you tell this story of them and offer them an opportunity to also take a walk while they're at it, or before they hit the New Glarus Brewing.
Yeah, and New Glarus is a good example. So is Rhinelander Brewing Company. So is perhaps Minhas. There's a couple of these larger breweries that still aren't quite at the caliber or level of, for example, Miller or Stevens Point. But they have, they're much larger distribution. They're well known. But they also have these fantastic experiences when you go there for the brewery tours. Oftentimes, some of your larger companies like Rhinelander or Minhas have these brewery museums as well. New Glarus is a great experience because not only is that town still hold on to so much traditional Swiss heritage, even with the architecture, but New Glarus makes great beer and they have a great brewery tour and it's an all around really good experience. And yeah, New Glarus State Woods is less than 5 miles down the road with, once again, multiple hiking trails to enjoy and a campground. I really love the trails that have an opportunity to, you know, have a couple of beers, don't drive too far. Here's a place to camp and sleep, as well as a place to hike and enjoy nature.
There is a lot of opportunities in this book. And again, it's, you've got maps in here. You've got miles and directions down to the hundredth of a mile. And it shows that you use the GPS as you were walking through these hiking trails. But how did you go about tasting all these beers? Did you ask for flights? Were you mentioned that you talked to some of the people who were already there, the patrons who knew the place better than you. But I would imagine that's a lot of calories after a while, Chad. And you're a world traveler, so you probably had to figure out a strategy, I'd imagine, for drinking all these beers from the 50-plus breweries that you had to visit. Well, you mentioned, what, like 70-some that you wanted to put in the book and 50 that ended up being there? What's this plan of attack for imbibing?
Well, so people are always surprised to learn that I drank very few beers while creating this book.
I am very surprised to learn this.
Because that wasn't 100% what the people needed to. All these breweries create great beers. They were always full of people who were enjoying them. I was more than happy to talk with the brewers, to the bartenders, to the local people. And people love to share their favorites with you. They love to share the ingredients. You know, some of your more kind of like pushing the boundaries in elaborate breweries, they're doing graham cracker crumbs, they're doing key lime sours, and they're doing marshmallow tart, you know, milkshake IPAs and things like that. And all of those talking points and those recipes came from the people who were drinking them, came from the people who were serving them, came from the people who were making them. And then on the flip side, when you get to the places that are really proud about sticking to, as we said before, the traditional recipes and brewing methods, they really want to talk in depth about exactly how they were sticking to more of these purity laws, right? And how that was reflected in the beer they brewed, as well as even in the packaging and the marketing, and even the decor of their taprooms,
sure,
their breweries. So, yeah, there was definitely times where I ended up sampling them. Usually, like you said, as a flight, that was always a great way to get a sip of, find out what people had there to offer. But that didn't nearly give me as much intel and depth and information as I did from talking to, like I said, the people who were drinking them, the people who went there on a daily and weekly basis, as well as the people who were serving and brewing it.
Chad Turner, our guest, a adventure travel writer, storyteller, and author of the new book, Best Beer Hikes Wisconsin. And taking a look at the pairings of Paths and Pints, you can join our conversation with your favorite breweries to highlight or your favorite hiking trail at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or send us an email to talk@WPR.org. All right, we've hit up Madison. We've hit up Door County. I've mentioned the Sheboygan a little bit, and we had one from Oshkosh. I think we've been to Eau Claire. If you take us to the northwestern part of Wisconsin, and it maybe gets a little sparse, you've got the beautiful nature in Northwoods, plenty of hiking, but what did you find in terms of breweries that we could pair with these hikes, Chad?
So that is that's the deep woods area of Wisconsin, right? That's the Shawamagon Nicolet National Forest region. There's a lot of fun ones up there. So you were correct before, and I think I also misspoke when I was referencing Lucette Brewing being in Eau Claire. You're right, that was Menominee. But Eau Claire and Northwest from there was featured in that section. And the Brewing Project, which I associate with the Otter Creek Hiking Trail, they're a really fun one because that's a brewery right there that not only has this fantastic old kind of repurposed industrial facility, huge beer garden, and they're right on a river trail as well. Not the one featured in this book, but that's the kind of place where you could be sipping a beer and you could just jump on a multi-used paved trail immediately. But that brewery right there, the Brewing Project, they really push boundaries. They brew absolutely everything. And if you are going to have something like a dill pickle sour, or if you're going to have a coconut chocolate vanilla churro barrel aged porter, it's going to be from the Brewing Project, okay? But then certainly the Red Cedar Trail and Lucette Brewing is in that northwestern area. Yeah. But the Angry Minnow Brewery, that's up in that region of the area. And they are just one of your most fascinating downtown Main Street quarter comfortable breweries and tap rooms. And someplace I definitely encourage someone to check out. And then one of my favorites up there is actually the Earth Rider Brewery, which I connect with the Amnicon Falls hiking trail. And Earth Rider really leans into the rustic Northwoods identity. Their beer, their tap room, which on the inside is decorated with old wooden canoe and kayak paddles and bicycles, and everything just magically unique to that area of the state. And then of course we've got some beautiful hiking trails up there. And so the beautiful hiking trails are oftentimes near waterfalls, which I also really, really enjoy.
Yeah, I feel like it would be easier to find the hiking trails up there than the breweries. But as you rattle off some of these breweries, it becomes clear that no matter what part of Wisconsin you're in, you are going to find some artistry, some craftsmanship, and somebody making beer.
True. 100% true statement. Like I said, it's very, very difficult to be in Wisconsin and be enjoying a hiking trail and not find a brewery nearby. Or on the flip side, you could be enjoying a beer anywhere. And if you just spontaneously wanted to go hang out in the woods, you can definitely find a hiking trail nearby.
Let's go to David in Green Bay next. Hi, David.
Hi. Nice little brewery along the Fox River in Wrightstown, Wisconsin, is the Gnarly Cedar Brewery.
Gnarly Cedar.
Great school.
What do you know about the Gnarly Cedar, David? How long has it been there?
Boy, I'm not even sure.
Oh.
But they do some live music there, too. So, but good selection of beer.
Yeah.
And very, very nice people working there.
Is it a beer garden or is the music indoors?
Music's outdoors.
Okay. On the Fox River, the Gnarly Cedar. What are you familiar, Chad?
I am not familiar with it. However, what I love about what the caller just said was he ticked off the best things, the benchmarks of a really good brewery. Good beer.
Huh?
Nice people working there and serving it to you, who are also typically very knowledgeable about what it is you're drinking. And then lastly, when he brought up the live music, I love hearing that because, like I said, some of your best breweries and beer gardens are these places that people gather. There's music, there's food, there's outdoors, there's entertainment. I love it. I have not been there before, but I definitely look forward to checking it out. Thank you.
Wrightstown, Wisconsin, right there on the Fox River. Yeah, David, it is now on my list, too. I've got to get out and about more often. Chad Turner, our guest from Best Beer Hikes Wisconsin. Is there a generalization you can make about Wisconsin brewers or the people that decide to take a chance, roll the dice, open up their own brewery, make their own beers? Who are these people?
That's a great question. And in generalization, I mean, the first thing that I would just comes to mind is, I mean, these are artists, scientists, and engineers. And that's the kind of person that is doing this. And you have to remember, oftentimes artists, even if it's visual artists like painters, if it's theatrical performers, even if it's writers, people in my profession, there typically is a lot of fear and anxiety about sharing your art with the world, letting it out there, making yourself vulnerable. So in the book, I do thank brewers for taking this art and this craft out of their garages and basements and sharing it with the world because it's not easy to do, right? And not everyone succeeds. So one of my favorite quotes actually about this comes from Dan Carey, the head brewer and co-founder of New Glarus Brewing Company, where he says, brewing beer is an artistic expression. It's a marriage of science, engineering, and art. And so that's exactly who these people are. But moreover, what people oftentimes do is they're taking a brewery or they're taking maybe an old industrial building and they're turning it into a place of artistry and innovation and community. So brewers not only are artists and engineers and scientists, but they're also these community builders. They're people creating community hubs. And the funnest thing, the most fun thing about beer is how much of a conversation starter it is and can be. You talk to these brewers and you find out that they're taking pine branches from a spruce tree and putting it into a pale ale and making a really piney IPA. They're taking wood chips from their region or maybe cranberries or something, and they're turning things into being fruited or smoky or extra sour. So Wisconsin is a really great state to be doing anything art or even food-wise because people really support local. And the people that you are meeting along the way, these brewers, like I said, are these artists and scientists who are oftentimes mining their own communities for natural ingredients and flavors and then creating these masterpieces.
I really appreciate that explanation. And that goes a long way in helping to explain why we have so many breweries in Wisconsin. But then I'll ask you, Chad, why is it we have so many pristine trails that are so worth taking the time to enjoy and get out there and peruse and support?
So great question. We have beautiful history here in Wisconsin with creating spaces for people to enjoy the outdoors, right? During the Great Depression in the 1930s, the Civilian Conservation Corps, the Federal Relief Work Program, built Wisconsin parks by deploying young men to carve out these hiking trails and build and plant tons, millions of trees. Devil's Lake, Topper's Falls, Wyalusing, Perot, Pattison, Rib Mountain, these are all state parks that were built in the 1930s and continue to be well-preserved to this day for all of us to enjoy. We also have, you know, the Ice Age Trail, which is enjoyed by so many people, right? 1,200 miles of protected footpath, which highlights the state's geological heritage. And that began in 1958 by a lawyer who just really enjoyed hiking and was hoping to create kind of a massive linear park. Nowadays, you hear people talk about section hiking it all the time. You see the stickers in the backs of cars. These things give people a reason not to only enjoy nature, but to protect it, which is something I really appreciate. And another fun trail is, you know, we have a 220-mile long-distance route that clips the northwestern corner of the state, the North Country Scenic Trail. Now that's much longer and goes across a portion of the U.S., but it's kind of special that a part of it comes through our corner, okay, passing through Patterson State Park, right, home to the highest waterfall in Wisconsin, and then also the Shawamigan.
There you go.
Thank you. Nicolet National Forest. So, and then later than that, I would say in your downtown areas, oftentimes these river walks, which used to be these industrial corridors, have now been revitalized to be these walking paths and multi-use trails. So there's such an interesting historical significance to it. And that's where I think it pairs so well with beer, because beer celebrates Wisconsin history, but so does hiking trails and state parks and spending time in the outdoors.
Martin emailed to recommend, I don't know if it's Knuth or Knuth, K-N-U-T-H Brewery in Ripon. I apologize. It has an excellent selection of brews, outdoor seating, excellent food, and just a few blocks from the Northwestern Railroad Trail. Just like you mentioned, Chad.
Yes, that one is in the book right there. And he's absolutely right. That is a great brewery doing really interesting stuff. Once again, fantastic community-oriented space. And then the Southwoods hiking trail is the one that I pair that with in the book, which is a beautiful, well-preserved trail with a really interesting history of how some female naturalists were the ones to make sure this slice of nature was there to be shared in public for everyone in the community. So, yes, thank you.
Here's what I'm getting from your explanation is that these breweries are from artists and scientists and engineers, artists, scientists, engineers, //. And they're also creating not just beer, but creating community. And then when it comes to the hiking trails that you pair with these breweries, they're actually created by the same sort of community. That community creates these hiking trails, protects them, fosters them, while these beer breweries in Wisconsin are creating that community. Like there's a cycle there somewhere that helps support each other.
There certainly is. And I think that anyone who is a beer enthusiast or anyone who is a hiking enthusiast, they find camaraderie in other people who they can relate to and conversate with about this. The people you see on the trails and the people you see in the beer garden with their muddy hiking shoes are oftentimes the same people, right? And, but I think that I just think that very much is what you said right there. Like both of them are community building and yeah. Both of them can be very, very intertwined.
Nicole emailed us. She said she is your feral sister. I don't know what that means, but she wants to know what your experience is with brewery sharing information for the book. Were they hesitant, concerned, worried what you might include or not include? Were you ever bribed by certain breweries? And then she adds, she's just kidding.
That is one of my feral sisters, and I love her. No, so that's actually a very interesting question, because even when I was reaching out initially via email to breweries about the book, I was surprised the number of them that maybe they're just used to being solicited by people that have different angles and are looking for different things. But I found a fair amount to not even be all that cooperative at first.
Wow.
Yeah. When people knew that I was there and what I was up to, oftentimes they were incredibly helpful. They would pour me different beers and give me things to like just create the best photographs, for example, which were incredibly helpful. And it wasn't always the brewery owners or the brewmasters. It was oftentimes the bartenders and the staff. I really have a special place in my heart for hospitality professionals and service industry folks. And they were always the ones who were the most helpful, making sure that whatever I needed for photographs or even for information, sending me home with menus if I needed the printed ones, because that was really helpful since so many places have seasonal brews.
Sure.
Where what was on that menu was not going to ever be there again in a month or two. So I never got bribed. Even though that would have been a really fun part of the story. If anything, I had people who didn't want to give me a whole lot of their time and or were skeptical about what my intentions were on this one, you know.
And that's pretty understandable, but the outcome, I think, would be a benefit to anybody who is featured in this book. And Chad, I want to thank you for sharing this tour across Wisconsin with us and giving us a look at the trails and the breweries that we have to enjoy here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lee. It was an absolute pleasure.
Chad Turner is the author of Best Beer Hikes Wisconsin. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you are listening to WPR News.